From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Special Forces have killed a key figure in the Islamic State during a raid in Syria. The overnight raid targeted a Tunisian man known as Abu Saif. Washington describes him as being involved in the militant group's military and financial operations, including the black market gas and oil industry that funds much of the organization's activities. President Obama ordered the raid Friday night. Jan St. Pierre is with the consulting firm Mosikon. He says that the loss of Abu Saif might not be as damaging as Washington hopes.
They usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens. So it is a blow, but it is not that big of a blow.
Abu Saif's wife, known as Saif, is in military detention in Iraq. A young Yazidi woman held by the couple was also freed during the raid. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for a 2011 mass prison break. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Cairo's criminal court issued death sentences to ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and 105 co-defendants Saturday. Mr. Morsi and other prisoners fled the Wadi Natroun prison, allegedly with help from outside groups, during the January 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Mr. Morsi was seen on Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV speaking on a borrowed satellite phone during the early days of the 2011 uprising, telling the TV service that he had broken out of prison with a number of other defendants. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. The United States and China say they are talking about their differences, including disputes in the South China Sea. But as VOA's Bill Ide reports, comments from the country's two top diplomats Saturday revealed that Beijing and Washington still remain divided over the contentious issue.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at seven sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
Kerry says that in addition to discussing areas of difference and agreement, other key aims of the visit are to make preparations for a productive round of high-level economic and security talks in Washington next month, and for President Xi's first state visit to the United States later this year. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria killed at least seven people and wounded 33 others Saturday. Officials said a female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in the capital of Yobe State. Yobe has been attacked before. A double bombing in January targeted a market, with the second bomb detonating as rescuers rushed to help victims of the first blast. Burundi's government made several arrests Saturday in connection with a failed coup attempt to overthrow the country's president. The group included generals and two police commissioners. A presidential spokesman told VOA's Gabe Joselo that the leader of the coup attempt, General Gofad Nyambare, remains at large. President Nkurunziza was in Tanzania for a regional summit on Burundi's political situation when General Nyambare announced the coup on Wednesday. The move followed weeks of unrest after President Nkurunziza said that he would seek a third term. And Nepal's army says the bodies of all eight people on board a U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed Tuesday have been recovered. Nepalese search teams found the wreckage Friday, 3 days after it went missing while on an earthquake relief flight. Officials said Saturday teams from the U.S. military and Nepal's army are at the scene of the crash, investigating what might have caused the aircraft to go down. Meanwhile, the Himalayan nation was struck by a powerful aftershock Saturday that sent people rushing out of their homes. The U.S. Geological Survey says the tremor measured 5.7 on the Richter scale. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.